Allah is the creator of all. Our Lord is the one who has put billions of pieces of information in a place so small that our eyes cannot even see it. Allah is the one who has created us, our eyes, our hair, and our feet. He is also the creator of our families, parents, brothers and sisters, friends and teachers. Allah is the one who has created the food that we love for us, chocolates, cakes and candies, the fruits and vegetables that make us healthy and strong. If Allah had not created it, we would not have known what chocolate tasted like. Allah has also given us the sense of taste and smell. If He had not given us these faculties, we would not have been able to taste the things that we eat. It would have been the same whether we ate a potato or a cake. Allah hasn't just created delicious and beautifully scented foods, He has also given us the faculties that will allow us to enjoy them. You like some things and you enjoy them and think of them as fun. It could be a dessert that you enjoy eating, a game that you enjoy playing, or an outing with people you love. You must never forget that Allah is the one who makes it possible for you to enjoy such things. Since Allah has great mercy for you, He always gives you pleasant and beautiful things. To begin with, you did not exist. Just think, you were nowhere before you were conceived. You were nothing. Allah created you. He made you out of nothing. Then we must be grateful to Allah for each moment of our lives. In everything that we enjoy and love, we must remember Allah and say, O Allah, I am forever grateful to you for all your offerings. If we come across a situation that we do not like, we should again pray to Allah because He is the only one who can put things right. Allah always hears our prayers and responds to them because He always knows what is in our thoughts. While listening to this section, for instance, you are thinking of some things, but if you do not say them aloud, no one at home will know what you are thinking. Allah, however, knows your every thought and sees you all the time. Even when you think you are alone, Allah sees you and knows everything that you do. For this reason, good people, even when they are by themselves, do not think, well, no one can see me now and do wrong things. They know that Allah still sees and hears them even when no one else is around.
www.harunyahya.com